Reporting for KZYX, this is Dan Young. Residents of the Covelo and Round Valley area are concerned about the Mendocino County Cannabis Cultivation Ordinance passed in April of 2017 and the impacts the ordinance may have on their community. Covelo is located in Mendocino County's 3rd Supervisorial District, which also includes Laytonville and Willits. The 3rd District had no representation on the Mendocino Board of Supervisors between late August of 2016 and mid-May of 2017, the main period in which the Cannabis Cultivation Ordinance was developed. Many residents of the Covelo and Round Valley area are currently organizing and taking their concerns about the Cannabis Cultivation Ordinance to the county government. On Wednesday, September 6th, I spoke over the phone with Mary Lou Millick, who has owned and operated M&M Feed in Covelo for 34 years. Millick estimated that more than half of her business and the local Covelo economy is accounted for related to the cannabis industry. She expressed serious concerns about what would happen as a result of current permitting regulations.
The customers that I have talked to that are trying to go through the process are finding it extremely difficult. It'll have an impact on all the businesses in Round Valley because people don't just buy growing supplies. They buy groceries and auto parts and lumber. We did see a drop in business this year already. I don't think it has to do with the permitting process. It could have just because it's so expensive to get the permit, but also, as it becomes more and more legal and accepted to grow it, this is a massive supply, and the price per pound is down quite a bit from what I understand.
On September 8th, I also spoke on the phone with Tom Oxner, who with his wife operates the Black Butte River Ranch along the Eel River on the edge of the Mendocino National Forest, about 12 miles east of Covelo. Oxner said his business offers cabins, camping, an RV park, and other services for vacationers, as well as offering services including gas and a general store for local year-round residents.
I'm certainly concerned because the mainstay of our customer base is cannabis farmers. The tourism is there. However, it's not something that we could sustain ourselves on. You know, it's a really unique community. I find that the people here are very conscious of the environment. I mean, I don't know too many other types of agriculture that can support a family with such small impact as 25 drip irrigated plants and can provide the kind of autonomy that people that live out here are seeking.
On September 6th, I also spoke on the phone with a Covelo Round Valley area resident who identified himself as Joey G and said he was a local farmer. Joey G expressed fears that expensive and overly restrictive county cannabis permitting requirements would reverse a recent expansion in Covelo's local economy.
There's a lot more stores. There's two gas stations now. We have an IGA now. Before, it was just a little, like, you know, rinky-dink grocery store, and now it's like a big chain. And it's there because the market was making so much money they could franchise.
When speaking with Covelo and Round Valley community members, I consistently heard concerns about county cannabis policy centered on the complex rules in the cultivation ordinance, which disallow cultivation in some zoning districts entirely, while permitting cultivation in others for only 2 years with a mandatory sunset, and also allowing cultivation in other zones permanently, but only for those cultivators who are eligible to apply during phase one of the application program, which requires proof of pre-existing cultivation. Many Covelo and Round Valley area residents are concerned that altogether these rules will keep many cultivators in their area out of the legal market, creating an economic ripple through the community as many small growers go out of business, but also impacting the region by depressing property values because lands cannot be resold to other cultivators. Two areas that community members highlighted for possible county policy change include the development of an overlay zone process that would allow for cultivation on a wider range of zoning districts, and possible changes to the county's rules about transferring permits to non-family members. On Wednesday, September 6th, I spoke on the phone with Jen Procacci, a resident of the Covelo and Round Valley area who said she'd been involved with the Mendocino County cannabis industry for about 9 years. Procacci highlighted the local advocacy she was involved with, seeking to modify the current county ordinance.
We formed a group here. It's called the Covelo Cannabis Advocacy Group, and I am a part of that. We meet most Fridays from 2 to 3 p.m. in the community room at the Library Commons on Howard Street. You know, during that time, we try to bring the community up to speed with what's going on currently with the ordinance and what we can do to impact change. So I'm involved with that, and I'm also a member of the working groups that Mendocino County Board of Supervisors has formed of sort of stakeholders, as they call us, in the industry. And so we're hoping with the Covelo Cannabis Advocacy Group, there is myself and another woman, Monique Ramirez, in our community, who is also working with the working groups for the county. And we're hoping that we can sort of, you know, funnel our community's concerns into these working groups.
On Thursday, September 7th, I spoke over the phone with Monique Ramirez, who is calling for both community members from Covelo and Round Valley and Mendocino County residents generally to come out to the supervisors meeting on Tuesday, September 12th, to express concerns about where the current cannabis-related legislation is failing both cultivators and the county generally.
The Board of Supervisors are listening. If farmers don't get involved in this process right now and don't show up and don't voice their needs, then nothing is going to change in the ordinance.
On the afternoon of Friday, September 8th, I also spoke briefly over the phone with Mendocino 3rd District Supervisor Georgianne Kroski. Kroski said that in recent weeks she has held two public meetings in the Covelo area. Kroski said that one meeting specifically addressed cannabis policy-related concerns, while the other was wide-ranging but also touched on those issues. Kroski said she was working with community members to try to help them give input in the most effective manner to the private consulting firm Mendocino County has hired to develop an overlay zone process. Kroski also said that she had not yet formed a clear stance on whether and how the county's policy on transferability of permits should be modified. For KZYX News, this is Dan Young.